Hello, lovelies. You're listening to Alex's Audio Diary 26. And yes, this is Alex Akurji, and welcome to today's audio podcast. Well, today I'm going to be talking about, you know, helping others to grow. You see, in my daily struggle for excellence, I've realized that, you know, individually, we're just one tiny drop of water. And together, when we come together, we're pretty much an ocean. Yeah, I also feel like, you know, there's so little that we can do alone. And when we come together, there's so much that we can do, you know, that's sometimes bigger than what we can actually become on our own, you know. Basically, we can accomplish so much more together as a people, or together when we come or collaborate with other people, than we can on our own. And I remember, you know, which is why, you know, I've sort of put out myself there to, you know, empower other people, you know, using expression as a tool. And I remember someone, who, you know, asking me a few days ago, saying to me, oh, Alex, why, you know, my upcoming event, the Naked Challenge 101, someone said to me, oh, why are you having a free online web conference? Why aren't you having a physical paid event where people can come? I know people who pay to come and see you, you know, meet with you, hear you talk, you know, come with open minds and all of that. And I laughed. I said, well, that's part of the plan at some point, you know. But why this particular event is very important to me, because it is an opportunity for me to basically give back, you know. It's an opportunity for me to, first of all, share and empower people, with tools that I have basically acquired in the last 2 years in trying to rebuild myself and my brand from scratch all alone. Now, I realize that a lot of us are stuck in our heads. You know, there's so much we want to do. There's so much we want to accomplish. We've got this massive vision and dreams and goals. But how do we get past our head, get out of our own heads, and actually turn all of those beautiful ideas into realistic goals? How do we get out of our own head and get out and challenge ourselves, you know, really challenge ourselves and say, okay, you know what? How is this thing going to become a reality? Which is really what, you know, my webinar is all about. You know, it's just sharing to people how all of the things I had in my head and, you know, they were stuck for years, and how I just conquered myself and got out of my own way and simply lit up my own part, you know. And there's a particular saying, popular quotes by someone that I have a lot of respect for, Napoleon Hill. It is literally true that you can actually succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. And I realized, yes, that people who are very philanthropic and charitable, they have a lot of money to give. They're willing to give money, maybe because they have it. And some, not so much because they have a lot of money, but maybe because they have access to people who do have money. And there are people who are charitable with love. They like to share love and give love because, you know, they're just loving people and they're love buddies. But I also realized that there's something that a lot of people hoard, and that's information. People hoard a lot of information and knowledge, because information is power. Knowledge is power. So people want to hold on to their power, and they're not very free given with that, not very generous with it. And so, but you find out that some people are willing to put themselves out there and share the things that they know so that they can empower and help other people to grow, just like they're growing. When I was young and I was, you know, in high school and trying to figure out, you know, I had taken up further maths. Further maths. I was doing, you know, further maths. And my dad would say, you know, for you to always remember, remember what you learned in school, it was imperative that you had to teach someone. So I would take up, like, during my prep time, I have like this mini group of four girls, or, you know, three girls and a guy, or whoever it is in my class, and that I kept having to lecture. And I never ever forgot anything that I taught anyone, and that was just one trick, one way to let it stick. So if I learned something new, I kind of wanted to share it with other people so that it became a lifestyle. It became something that was a part of me, an integral part of me. It was something I would never forget because that's something that I thought, you know, I taught someone. So it's important that we actually share information and knowledge and empower other people. I remember I was going to have my show, Friday radio special on the Naked Talk, my radio show, and I did, you know, approach someone I thought would be a fantastic guest. I mean, she's always wanted to be on the show, and I said, oh, I'd love for you to come on my show and let's talk about this. We're gonna have some real girl talk. And she's like, oh, you know, that'd be nice, I'll be so honored to be on your show. And then she says to me, and this is someone who's, you know, said to me, oh, you're so, I admire you so much, you're so bold, you're so daring, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, okay, here's an opportunity for you to be on my show. And she says to me, oh, Alex, I don't want to talk about my marriage. I don't think I want to talk about that. And I respected that, but that was a bit weird for me, because I'm thinking, you're admiring me for being bold and for being daring and for me being able to say it. And the reason I'm doing this is to empower other people to be able to share. We all go out and we buy books on how to be wealthy and how to be successful and how to be rich and how to be this and how to grow our brands. We buy books on how to have a healthy relationship. And these are things shared by people who are free giving with their experience. These are people who are coming out to say, you know what, I was once poor, but here I'm a millionaire. And this is how I became a millionaire. The people are saying, look, I've been there, done that. I've failed in love. I've lost and I've loved and I've lost love. But you know what? This is what I think would help you keep your relationship. If these people didn't come out and weren't naked with themselves and naked with you, you know, if they didn't put together this wealth of knowledge or information that was going to empower you, how would you grow? We're reading books. Those books came out of people who sat down to say, you know what, I want to help other people. I want to put out a tool, put out something that other people can benefit from, you know, and become better. So I think that it's really, really, really important that we find a way to help others. There's so many ways we can help people to grow. It's not always about giving people the fish. We can also help them, teach them how to fish, share whatever information you have. I mean, I was excited to find out that a couple of people that I actually admire and I think are great communicators and writers all of a sudden started a blog. And I'm happy, you know, I'm excited because I don't feel alone anymore. I don't feel like in the world of expression I'm alone. And I really do think that it's important for brands to kind of have their own platforms have their own platforms to express themselves and voice, you know, and share their voice and find their voice. So I'm excited and I'm encouraging everyone. Oh, if you have, you know, let's hold each other's hands and let's help ourselves become, you know, better. Well, you know, it's been a lovely, lovely day chatting with you all. Don't forget to get on my blog, www.alexacrogi.net, and check out my blog posts. And of course, sign up for the Naked Challenge 101, From Idealist to Realist. It's simple. Just go to my official website, www.alexacrogi.me, and click on events. Once you click on events, it's very easy. It takes just 2 minutes. And I'm going to be sharing my TBT techniques and as well as the Naked Challenge electronic workbook on how I found my purpose and started rebuilding my personal brand from scratch. Believe me, my webinar will empower you. It will empower you to shake up your brand and chase your purpose and truth. Trust me, I have so much to share. And I keep saying, you know, you don't have to wait for that perfect moment, because there's no such thing as perfect. The only perfect time is now, you know, right now is when to do it, you know. And I say this because that's what I did. You know, I never found the perfect moment. I just do what I have to do. When an idea comes, I just chase it. That's it. Anyway, do have a lovely day. As always, remember, I love you. Don't forget to contribute and share this podcast with people, with everyone you love, with those you love and those you think do need it. I love you as always. I think you're absolutely awesome. Have a beautiful day. Mwah!